Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Zachary Fortis Gom here. I'm the creator of The Orphans, and I wanted to come in and thank some of our patrons before we started. Max Deegan, Colleen O'Hara, Mitchell Hargreaves, and Rebel Ray. Thank you so very much for your support. You make this series possible. And now, on with the show.
Hops!
What?
You remember that Richard who came by?
Yeah, what about him?
I just debugged the authorization software, and it looks like they never asked him for any identification.
Oh, you know what they're like. Nora Taylor, Catherine Foster, a tribute to incompetence.
This is rather serious, Hops. We don't know who he is, and we just volunteered information.
Well, it wasn't anything important. Not like we gave him much, anyways.
How can we judge what is and is not important information?
You're right. What are we going to do about it? He's gone.
Not necessarily. We can't just go to Nor with nothing. But we can try and find the transport he came in on. When there's a Richard, a ship isn't far behind.
What do you mean she's the reason it's abandoned?
Ah, it's a long story.
Give me the short version.
She got them flagged up for an inspection and it got everyone working there killed. Then they shot it down. Full stop.
What did they do to warrant that?
I don't know all the details. All I know is that they were smuggling something out for her. That's about it.
She never told you?
No, never. She never told us where it was.
How do you know this is it then?
The dates of its closing match up to something else I remember from that time. I'm confident this is the place.
That may be, but it doesn't inspire much confidence on my part.
What are you talking about? This has to be the place.
I still think it's worth approaching some of the locals. Even if she was interested in the outpost, we have no proof she went there.
We have no proof she came here. Why would she come all the way to this system to not visit the outpost that she had strong and legitimate connections with?
But I don't know that this is even that place. There must have been dozens of closed outposts in the galaxy. Why is this the one?
The dates,
mean nothing. They could have been part of a mass shutdown of outposts. It could have happened simultaneously with the real one.
It must mean that this place is still worth investigating. Logically. It's the strongest lead we have.
I have a lead as well that I think could be more substantial.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, some locals described a young boy who kept speaking about Anora.
That could be Anora stationed here. Who says that's Evers?
It's stronger than this outpost.
You're delusional. If you're too proud to see that this is the best possible lead we have, then you're a bigger fool than I thought.
No.
Please, defend yourself. Tell me how I'm a moron and how I'm taking over your investigation. I know this is it, and either you trust me on this or you don't. So forget whether or not you like me. Think about whether or not you trust me. Whether or not you trust my instincts.
Fine.
Thank you. Fire up the engines. We're going now.
Right. I've got the identifier here.
I'll see if I can locate it.
Oh, this doesn't look right.
What doesn't?
The identifier. Something's wrong with it. Just don't know what.
Right! I've got something here. Yes. There it is. It's flying.
The code doesn't fit the same patterns as the other ships I've seen. It looks like scrambled.
It's scrambled! He's got a boosted signal generator!
I've got him.
We need to tell Nora. He's headed to... He's flying towards the old outpost.
I don't think your access code's going to work on that door.
No, it won't.
I could try rewiring the console.
That could take hours.
Do you have an alternative?
How reinforced do you think that door is?
Probably a couple of inches of... I'm guessing steel.
Hmm. Right.
Richard? What are you doing? Richard? What do you think you're doing? No! Richard, no! Stop! Oh, God.
Come on, get up.
You're a fucking maniac.
The door's down, isn't it?
Do you know the chances of shrapnel hitting me? Or the ship?
Well, it didn't, did it? Bit of a moot point. And you say I'm the maniac?
What do you make of it?
Someone's been here recently.
How can you tell?
Look at this console over here. It should have been covered in dust. It's clean. Or at least cleaner.
We need to keep on guard.
Agreed.
Weapons out. Keep the safety on.
Looks like the central processing room.
I hear a machine running. There must still be some functionality.
This place is a mess. Something bad happened here.
What?
Look at the burn marks on the wall. Those are from blasters. This is blood here.
I've got something. This looks like... Yeah. Someone's been trying to reconstruct an encrypted transmission. Looks like a William. Yeah. William Crowley. We need to check the records and see if he's stationed anywhere else.
No, we haven't yet. We're working as quickly as we can.
Do we have the other side of the conversation?
I guarantee we'll get there before then.
No. Looks like a one-way recording.
No, I know. But the tests that we're doing are incredibly volatile. I'll have you know that I am incredibly well-versed in clone biology. We're working as hard as we can, but the next shipment we could hide it on won't be here until next month. RG-48 is not an easy thing to fight, Nora.
Come on, that's got to be here.
Hang on.
Theoretically, it's possible, but the therapy would be intensive. It could unravel our DNA.
That's where the reconstruction cuts out. So, they were making something and smuggling it out.
It certainly seems that way. Do we know what RG-48 is?
No, I don't. You heard that?
Yeah, someone's in here.
If there is someone out there, make yourself known now, or we will fire.
We don't mean you any harm, but we're friends of Evers.
Heart?
Shh. We'll put our weapons down. We don't want to hurt you. See? We're peaceful.
What are you doing?
It's fine. He's been following us since we were back at the entrance. He had every chance to jump us if he wanted. Isn't that right? Put your weapon down, Diana.
Not gonna happen.
Diana, now is your turn to trust me. Do it. Thank you. You can come out now. We're not going to hurt you. There we go. It's okay, see? No guns.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Axel.
Axel, lovely to meet you. I'm Richard and this is Diana. Do you know our friend Nora Evers?
Yeah.
You wouldn't happen to know where she is, would you?
No.
When was the last time you saw her?
She left. A while ago.
Did she say where she was going?
No.
Are you all right? You look pale. Have you had anything to eat?
I don't have any food left.
Do you live here, Axel?
Sometimes.
Will you come back to our ship, Axel? We could get you some food.
Okay.
He says Evers found him about 2 months ago, and he helped her. He didn't elaborate much on that.
You were right about the boy being a lead. How old did he say he was?
15. That's nothing for a natural born.
No, I know. What's he doing now?
He's just eating. I asked him if he could think of anything he could tell us about Evers. We'll see what he can come up with.
I'm telling you, Taylor, this is something we cannot ignore.
You're exaggerating, Harold.
I don't think he is this time, Nora. Think about how this sounds. An anonymous Richard turns up claiming to be on secret business. We don't mention anything to command, yet we give him information and don't take identification. How does that sound?
It sounds to me as though we're all about to be terminated for treason.
Fine. All right.
You'd better do something right away.
Fine. I'll talk to command, but you need to do it with me.
Pardon?
She's right. We could explain this better than her.
You know how I hate speaking with command. That's not my job.
Well, it is now.
Oh, fine.
I hate talking to her.
Just behave yourself.
Caracas Outpost. This is High Admiral Vass.
High Admiral Vass, this is Commander Nora Taylor.
And what do you want, Commander?
It's only that, well, you see, we,
Hi, Admiral. Lieutenant Baz Hopps here. We think we may have had a small, little security breach.
Commander, I suggest you keep your inferiors under control.
Of course, Baz.
Apologies.
High Admiral, we believe there may have been a security breach on Caracas.
Explain.
We were visited by a Richard unit. He was searching for a Nora unit.
What identification was he carrying?
We're not certain.
Pardon me?
We did not ask for any identification.
Why does this not surprise me? Nora Taylor, you have yet again proved your absolute ineptitude in any sort of command function.
But it's... We have been able to track him. We located his ship and I'll allow Private Baz Harold to explain this to you.
Why, you... Greetings, Admiral.
Hi, Admiral.
Of course, hi, Admiral. Greetings.
Well?
Ah, yes. Well, it would appear that he is currently using a stolen signal generator and has scrambled the code.
So you allowed a potential Alliance agent onto your system to just go about his business. Is that what you're telling me?
I believe that may be the case. When we presented him with information, Baz Hopps and I were unaware of the lack of security performed on
his... I'm sorry. Did you just say you provided him with information?
Yes, ma'am. At Commander Taylor's request.
And where is he going?
Pardon?
You said you tracked him.
Ah, well, I believe Officer Hopps could explain that.
Yes, well, you see, we tracked his signal generator. It appears to have landed outside of the abandoned outpost on the far side of the planet.
High Admiral, are you still there?
You three have committed offences that could well be considered treasonous. I do not need to explain what happens to those suspected of treason.
No, Mum.
I fear you do not understand the severity of the situation you have found yourself in. You must travel to the outpost immediately and contain him. I am sending reinforcements. You will not fail. Is that understood?
Absolutely. We will proceed there now.
Good.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Axel, are you all right?
Yeah, I am. Could I have some more food, please?
You might want to slow down.
But I'm still hungry.
I know, just don't hurt your stomach. What are you doing?
I've contacted the server I made for Nora.
Hang on, what?
She needed somewhere to keep all of her research.
Research for what?
I don't know, she wouldn't tell me.
Can I see?
Sure.
How much is on here?
She had about 5 terabytes. We were thinking about expanding it to be able to hold 20.
You know a lot about technology, don't you?
Yeah.
Who taught you that?
No one. I taught myself.
Oh, look at you. Do you think you could transfer this to the ship's systems?
I think so, yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Can I talk to you?
Yeah. Are you all right to start, Axel? Thank you. He's got 5 terabytes of data from some server he set up with her.
Seriously?
He's already transferring it to the ship systems.
Fantastic.
What did you want?
We may have a problem. I've been tracking a ship that launched from the settlement we were in. It looks like it's from the Collective base.
Where's it headed?
It's coming here.
What?
They might have sussed us out. I've just read them scanning our signal generator.
Shit. That transfer is going to take time.
Time I don't know we have.
How long?
10 minutes.
We need that data, Hart.
I know. I can try and stall them.
Do whatever you need to do.
How long do we have?
The transfer is still on 80%. We need another 8 minutes.
I don't know if we have that, Di.
Don't call me Di.
Just be ready to go on the mark.
All right.
Don't move!
Hands in the air.
Ah, yes. We met earlier, didn't we?
He said, hands in the air.
Nora, listen to me. You really don't want to do this.
And why is that?
Because I promise you that as soon as you take me in, some very powerful people are going to be very cross with you.
I've already contacted Command. They've given us the order to take you in.
I'm above Command.
Are you trying to tell us that you're above Nora Vess?
Nora Vess is hardly a blip on my radar. My orders come directly from the Council of Ministers.
Prove it.
Yeah. Let's see some ID.
I'm afraid that's classified.
If you won't come willingly, we will take you.
You know, it's quite funny seeing a Baz holding a weapon. I suppose you have to improvise when there's so few of you out here.
Are you threatening him?
Not at all. Merely observing.
Right, that's it. You're coming with us.
One moment.
What are you doing? Stop!
Diana?
Who are you talking to?
My colleague.
Yeah?
How long have we got?
Until what?
6 minutes. Are you nearly done?
6 minutes until what?
I suppose I'll wrap it up then.
What are you talking about?
Lucky that. I'm out. Right. They should be out for a bit. I'm coming back to the ship. Fire the engines up.
On it.
What have you done?
Hold it right there.
You have nothing left to fire. You are going to come with us.
All right. I give in. Come and get me.
Come in, Caracas Base. I've apprehended the suspect. Send a communication to the reinforcements to come direct to the combat site.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Now you need to put your...
We need to go. There's reinforcements on the way. We need to go now. We need to break this link now. They have reinforcements on their way.
We can't. We'll lose some of the data we already have. It's only 4 minutes.
In 2 minutes, we could have 20 agents around us. What does your tactical brain say?
Fine.
Go, get the kid to break the link. Try and salvage what we can, but I'm getting us out of here. Race for takeoff in 3, 2, 1. I need someone in here now.
What?
I need you on ops. I need to see what's coming up. This is not going to be a clean jump. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm picking something up just out of the atmosphere.
What?
Looks like volatile warp signatures.
They're here.
How long until we break the atmosphere?
Just about now! We're here. Where are they? We should see it.
There.
No.
They've sent a fucking warship. Richard, we can't.
No. We can do this. We can do this.
We've got an incoming from the warship.
Put it through.
Unidentified vessel. This is Captain William Barley of the SS Victoria. Power down your warp drive and prepare to be boarded. Failure to comply will result in your destruction. Fighters are being deployed right
Close
now
it.
To meet you.
What do we do?
What do you mean, what do we do? We're had. This is it.
Come on, think of this as a simulation.
What's going on?
It's okay. Everything's going to be all right. Come on, Diana. What do we do? I need your help. I can't think like you.
They've got fighters and a warship. This is...
Okay, what would we need? There's got to be something that will give us enough time to make this jump.
We need something to disable them. Something to stop their ships functioning. Something like an EM burst. One that our ship was shielded from, but we don't have anything like that.
I could make one.
Yes, good. How long will that take?
I could reconfigure some of the components from your signal generator and run it through the main power converters. If we output that signal through the shield buffer, it would work. But it'll only work once. We won't have the parts for another burst.
How long, Axel?
5 minutes.
Okay, go.
Okay.
That's not enough. They will fire before that's ready.
We're just going to need a bloody good pilot.
No one's that good.
I'm going to have to try.
No, Richard!
Do you want us to be captured? Do you want him to be captured? You know what they'll do to a little natural-born orphan? It won't be good.
I'll get on the turret. We can do this.
Yes. Yes, we can.
The fighters are coming in on either side.
Attention, unidentified vessel. If you do not comply within 30 seconds, we will open fire.
Axel, how's that EMP coming?
It's coming.
Good. Hold on, this is about to get rough. You sure you want to do this?
I'm sure.
On my mark, fire on the closest ship. 3, 2, 1! Now don't get cocky. We're hit!
No major damage. Let's see if we can repay the favour. Damn it!
Axel!
Almost ready!
Start calculating the jump.
On it.
Come on!
I'm ready.
Me too.
Right. On my mark, Axel. 3, 2, 1.
They're down!
Richard, go!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.